How you guys doing? Welcome to the show. We have an update on motorcycle thefts that have been happening around the country, and they have found them. And I guess the Secret Service was involved in this one. Man, it's got to be pretty bad. You get the Secret Service involved and all that good stuff. But let's take a listen real quick.
Fox2Now.com has learned six men arrested by Evansville, Indiana police last May for breaking into a Harley-Davidson shop there are linked to what the Secret Service says was a St. Louis-based biker gang. They say the gang is responsible for more than $1 million in stolen motorcycles and other property dating back to 2019. The men were arrested after they were seen running from Bud's Harley-Davidson in Indiana May 31st. Police say cases in Missouri, Illinois, and Tennessee are related.
Those were the suspects in this case. And here is one of them, and this was from June of 2021, some of the stuff that they were talking about in that. And that had to deal with motorcycle gets stuck in doorway as thieves target Tennessee Harley-Davidson dealer. And they go on to say back then, and again, this was updated June 1st of 2021. This is one of the cases that are connected to all this. They were invested in a group of thieves broke into a Harley-Davidson dealer in Clarksville. And that happened at the Appleton Harley-Davidson dealer around 3 a.m. And the thieves had little trouble stealing as many bikes as they wanted to. The criminals rammed one of the bikes repeatedly into the front door in order to break it. Three of the thieves made it out on motorcycles, but one bike got stuck. And there's the picture of that one. 12 Harley-Davidson dealers as of that date last year were targeted. The other dealerships are in Illinois, Indiana, Alabama, and Kentucky. So that's a pretty big update on this case. Unfortunately, they tie them to a motorcycle club, which, again, we not being able to change anything and have to get our titles now as close to what's in the news, label it as a biker gang. There was more that happened in Florida that we just went over. I think it was the Iron Horse MC, not to be confused with the Iron Horseman MC. There's clubs coming up with all kinds of names close to big ones now. That's unfortunate. And then I believe that Wheels of Soap. Now, it's important to mention, because the media is not going to do it, that it wasn't a club-sanctioned type of event. These were individuals. And I know, bad apple defense. We've heard that a lot, haven't we? The bad apple defense. Hell, I get people emailing all the time. Well, clubs should have known about it. It's their members. Well, most of the time, they don't. And I do have to agree with you. Sometimes the club, it makes it look bad on them when they say, hey, he's my brother, I don't care what he does. The problem with that argument is what they do falls back on the club with all these law enforcement investigations. This one, for example, spanned a lot of states, and the damn Secret Service got involved. I thought that the Secret Service gets involved with threats to the dude in the White House and money type of stuff. Well, I guess that wasn't the case in this one, was it? You know, I would have thought one of the alphabet agencies would have got involved, but they didn't. So, you know, it's pretty bad when the Secret Service gets involved. But I do have a few questions. What kind of security system does these Harley-Davidson dealerships have where it gives them enough time to just roll out the front door with all these bikes? It's a very legitimate question, especially when you have a break-in. Now, as you've seen in that video, it took a while, it took them a couple minutes just to start the bikes up and go. Is that common practice for dealerships to let that sucker where they can just turn the bike on and go? Maybe they need to rethink some of them policies. But at the same time, I do know that stealing a man's bike that they have to work hard for, that they bust ass for, and with the way financing is, trying to get finance for one of these bikes, going through all the hell, just to have it stolen from a piece of crap, that's bad news, man. What kind of person does that? Go and steal another man's bike. Actually, it's pretty cowardly, if you ask me. If you don't want the gang word attached, then maybe this kind of practice should have been discouraged by whatever club these people were in. They haven't mentioned the club yet. I'm waiting to find out more information. I actually emailed one of the reporters to see if I could get the name, but I haven't heard back from them. But I think we all can agree that stealing a motorcycle is a low-form human being and a coward, because you're taking away something somebody worked really hard for, and all you're doing is taking it for the parts, making the money, and saying screw the person who you stole it from. Now, something like Harley-Davidson has insurance on this, which is great. But a lot of people might not, and they're out of everything. If you call yourself a biker, why would you do that to another biker? I can guarantee you'd probably be pissed off if somebody did it to you. So what makes it right for you to do it to somebody else? And if you happen to be in a club doing that, that's some messed up stuff. It can't go both ways with an argument you want to put forward. It just can't. So thankfully, this was done at dealerships that have insurance that could make up for something like this, where a regular Joe Schmo can't. You have to ask yourself, why does prospects watch bikes? Because this kind of stuff can happen. Why do you think when people go to big rallies, they're always within eye distance of their bikes? In a perfect world, it shouldn't be this way. Because we all ride, we're all on two wheels. There was something at one time called honor, but we see that really don't exist anymore. It might among some people, but not many. So, sad state of affairs, and you know what? I'm happy they got them, because they were probably getting emboldened where, hey, we got it from the Harley-Davidson dealer. Let's just go to some rallies and start stealing other ones. So they got caught. They got busted. Hopefully you guys spent a lot of time in the joint, because you're a piece of crap for going after motorcycles. One thing that I consider just one step above somebody who goes after kids is a thief. There's no honor in it. None. whatsoever. You're low of the low. And that's just my viewpoint. I get that. And you guys might disagree with that thinking. Anyway, that's what I got for today. I just wanted to do an update on this one because this one's been going since last year. And it's important for people to know that follow this kind of stuff that they have been caught. Thank God it was just the big corporations, like I said. Anyway, don't forget to like and subscribe the video. Listen to us over on all the big podcasts and platforms. You to hear the replay of these shows always on them platforms. And the second half of the show is with China Doll. You can go to our Discord server. I always have that link in the chat box when we're premiering this type of stuff. But right now, we're going over to a kick butt song. I'll be right back. Second half of the show coming up.
Change you. Every once in a while, we just have to say it.
Focus.
That's what I was thinking. Just focus. Whatever.
People do vote for radio stations.
Radio stations.
If you want modern rock.
WMMR-DB Rockford.
We've got a great show, so stay tuned.
Yeah! Crank up the radio.
The morning, baby!
That was so exciting.
Tune in every morning at 8:15 Central Standard Time for The Hoot with China Doll in Hollywood on WMMR-DB Rockford.
Morning, everybody. How are you doing? It's Friday. I'm in a good mood. And I'm sure later on today, China will fuck that one up. How are you doing, China Doll?
I'm doing good.
You doing good?
Yeah.
How did you like my show last night? I think it was good. All the software worked out for me. We'll be back on the radio again next week because you're like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to get this thing fixed.
Yeah, what the fuck were you doing? You can't call it rocking with Hollywood if it ain't on the damn radio and there's no music.
I know this, but I had to get this software
and nothing
prepared.
And nothing like telling me 2 minutes before the show.
You're lucky I told you it all.
Oh, then nobody would have heard it because we would have all been in the radio room because that's where like 8 of us were. Fucked
run,
hard.
Bitch, run!
Oh, you're funny. You're a funny fucker.
I'm a funny fucker today.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think about some of my stuff last night?
Well, I knew all the damn stories.
Right. Oh, I had so much more, but I was getting worried, you know, because of YouTube and stuff. They'd be like kicking my ass off and shit.
I'm surprised you didn't get kicked off some of the platforms as it was.
Oh, my God.
You said asshole.
Well, that's fine. The trick about YouTube is you can't say it 30 seconds in. After that, you're good.
So you can F-bomb after 30 seconds?
No, you can't be F-bombing the whole damn time. You know, that don't make a good show. I'd be sounding like a quirky.
A what?
It's above your level. Anyway.
No, you just made that up.
It's probably one of Hollywood's words out of the Webster Dictionary.
You're a dumbass.
I guess I am.
All right, let's go with that.
Let's just hit that way.
Okay, dumbass. Rocking with Hollywood with no music. Mm-hmm. All righty, then.
Anyway, I'm happy to inform you that the test worked last night. We were all over the world last night. I even had these, squint-eye, slant-eye people from South Korea. They were emailing the link I put on that channel for K2 Live. And I was like, dude, I don't know how to read slang-eye.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is wrong with you,
God,
man?
PC, motherfucker.
You slant-eye bastards, I can't read that shit.
PC, dude. Just kidding.
I was. They sending me all kinds of shit like that, and I'm like,
dude. You can't read what? Japanese, Chinese,
dude,
Korean?
I have to Google Translate their ass.
Well, good
and when I
that.
Did, it was, I did Google Translate it, and, you know, they were happy with the show and stuff like that. You funny, funny. They kept on saying, I was like, dude, you talk like a 2-year-old. I thought them slant eyes supposed to be all freaking smart and shit.
Well, last time I checked, they were smarter than the people here in the U.S., but...
Not the way they talk.
No? You don't like how they talk?
Mm-mm. We have to say happy birthday to Greg, by the way.
Yeah. Is he even in here?
I don't know.
Yeah, he is.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Happy birthday, Greg.
You old-ass motherfucker, you. Anyway. And then we were on BK Live, which is a Russian platform. Same thing. Their writing is like, no wonder you're in the dark ages and shit. It's like all backwards to me. But hey, you got good women out there. Cool.
What? The Russian women?
Yeah, as long as they don't have, you know, hairy armpits and stuff like that. I'm good. So it was a successful test for tomorrow. And a lot of the other creators are going to come over to Restream because that's kick-ass. Where StreamYard is like, dude, you want to fucking, and you know, me have to mortgage my house just to use your service, you cocksuckers. And you don't give you nothing for it. So this is a good stream deal.
There you go.
It is.
That's good.
You know, I'm wondering, though, if I should, you know I can't do it on YouTube or Facebook. Maybe if I get some strippers in here to strip, them slant eyes would be all over and get their eyes, you know, to normal.
Dude.
You think that'd work?
Maybe they're just high all the time.
I wouldn't doubt it, man, because shit, I get looking like that when I'm high.
You do.
But them, it's like permanent on them.
Dude, what do you got a vendetta against?
No, I'm
people?
Just saying, Oriental people, my ass, them slant eyes. How did they even see?
Oh, my God.
I'm asking a simple question. How do they see?
Dude, you're terrible. You're terrible.
So I figured if I get some broads in here stripping down, maybe their eyes will get round again from them, you know, trying to look.
You think their eyes are going to get bigger just so they could see the strippers?
Yes, and maybe, you know, they can go and say, you know what, Hollywood cured us of our slant eye.
Oh, my God.
This is true story. I'm trying to help them. I'm not trying to bash on them.
I think you're doing both.
No, I'm not like that.
I'm not laughing. You're laughing. I'm going to hell.
Why are you going to hell? We're trying to help somebody. We're trying to make the world a better place.
So going to hell.
You know, I never had sex with an Asian. Never.
Good to know. Thanks for sharing.
I wonder if they get their eyes pop out or something like that. Or, you know, what happens?
Oh, my God, dude, stop.
What do you mean stop? I'm asking questions here. If I put the freaking pecker in, is her eyes going to get round?
I don't know.
Is it like one of them, you know, filters that you use, you know?
On TikTok?
That, yeah, that your eyes get big and stuff. Is that what happens? Like a balloon inflate, deflate, inflate, deflate, and her eyes do that?
I don't know. Go give it a try.
I heard Asian pussy's good.
I wouldn't know.
That's what I hear.
I don't know. Go give it a shot.
You know, yeah. I was trying to do my research on Pornhub.
Oh, God.
They make these weird-ass faces. I'd laugh. I'd be over here sitting there pounding the freaking Oriental slant eye pussy. And they make all kinds of weird faces.
Well, I would.
How do you not laugh at that? Maybe, you know, because I hear, this is just what I hear. I hear this. That slant eyes have small dicks. So when a white boy goes and pops a freaking slant eye woman, her eyes get round. And she makes all kinds of face because she's getting a bigger dick. That's what I hear. Am I right? What?
Just the fucking memes in Discord are hilarious. Morwick says Hollywood never got any sideways pussy.
I never got any sideways pussy. I wouldn't know how to put it in. Would I put her on her side? Do I put her on her back? What would I do? Do I have to turn off the lights so I don't laugh? You know, you had this one broad on Pornhub, man. Her eyes getting all like... It was like, what the fuck kind of sound is that? That's like my freaking old lady taking a shit. Really?
Katie Buck says, well, Pornhub is staged.
No, there's a lot of amateur stuff on Pornhub. I really like the amateur stuff.
You would know.
I don't like staged. I don't like staged porn.
Well, you would know because you frequent Pornhub like daily, it seems.
No, I do not. I do that for research.
Bullshit.
I ain't like you where I walk into a closed door and you say, my battery's dead. Like you're some little 6-year-old that got caught with, you know, taken out of the cookie jar.
You're going to... Keep going with that or what? It's like all over the United States and probably all over the world now.
Actually, it's all over the world. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
That's what China Doll's known for, getting busted playing with herself.
Thanks, dude.
But I have to be right here.
Why do you have to be right?
I do. I have to be right.
What if you're wrong?
I don't think so. I don't. And you know what? It's by geography, they say, you know. These paleontologists. So I don't get why in Asia you have slant eyes. What happened to their eyes back then?
Oh my God, why don't you look it up?
That has to be a topic for discussion.
You can actually Google why do Oriental people have slanty eyes?
I should.
Do it.
Because, you know, I'm confused. Now, there's some hot... You know what? The best thing about the freaking slant-eyed women, they know how to give a massage. I can tell you that. They can give that freaking happy ending. I think they were bred to do that.
Bred?
Yes.
Do it, really?
To do a massage and give you a happy ending.
Wow. I got nothing, dude. I got nothing. I mean, I got a news story about Japanese women.
That's what I'm leading into.
Oh, is that what you're leading into?
Because not only do they have this attitude problem, they think they can, you know, say they're better than you.
Really?
Yes.
No, I don't think
so. I don't like this story.
You don't like this
story? What a conceited bitch. What is it?
Woman gives up child, sues sperm donor she met online for lying about education and ethnicity. Well, this is a Japanese woman from Tokyo, identified as a 30-year-old, and she and her husband wanted to try for a second child, but began looking for a sperm donor because they found out that her husband has a hereditary condition. So, the woman found a donor, 20 years old, on social media who claimed he graduated from one of the top universities in Japan and he was Japanese.
So, wait a second here.
It gets better.
Okay.
He told the woman that he was single, and the woman and the donor reportedly had sex 10 times in order to get pregnant.
Get the fuck out of here.
And in June of 2019, the two were successful.
So they did it the old-fashioned way, not none of this
No.
I don't know why they do that.
They went old school.
But you know what I'm saying here? Mm-hmm. You know, what is that that thing, Shameless, when the black girl and the white guy couldn't have babies, so she, you know, offered her mother up? That's old-time shit right there. So why do you have to do it in a Petri dish? Just freaking spray your seed right into her is what I say.
Guess what she found out?
What?
The donor was actually a Chinese national who indeed was married and did not graduate from the university as he claimed.
So she got to fuck him 10 times. She probably got better than her husband gave her.
But she wanted a Japanese child and a smart child.
Well, you know what? I just hear this stuff. Japan takes education so serious that when a kid's out six, the woman goes and sits in class. This is what I hear.
So by the time she learned the information, it was too late for her to have an abortion. So she did give birth. And reportedly now the baby is in the care of the child care facility in Tokyo.
Orphanage.
Yep. The woman is now suing the donor for roughly $2.8 million for emotional distress and claimed the donor gave her inaccurate information for the sake of just having sex with her.
I bet she loved it. I would come back. You know what? This is at the moment of time that you guys have to have your hidden cameras going and film that shit. And while she's freaking doing her squinty eye stuff during the sex and moaning and groaning and, you know, all this good stuff, you just show the court. I guarantee it wasn't none of my BNG members, you know, where he would go in and pop her and stuff. He probably used that pussy. Probably used it.
I'm thinking it was used because he got what he wanted. And oddly as it may seem,
she got what she wanted.
Well, whatever. She didn't get the baby she wanted. But it seems that in Tokyo,
Tokyo.
When they have, instead of having surrogates or doing the Petri dish, that a lot of women choose to do it the old-fashioned way to get pregnant if their spouse can't.
Well, I say more power to them. That's the way it should be.
But the downfall of that is a lot of the children that are in the orphanage there are because the it's not what they wanted when the child is born.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. The only thing I would have to ask, would that work with lesbian couples? Where, you know, they have, you know, one of the lesbos has to lay down and get popped to have a baby?
I don't think they do it that way.
Oh, they use the Petri dish.
Turkey baster.
Does that actually work, a turkey baster?
I don't know. If you get it fresh, have some dude go in a cup, take it, squirt it. I don't know.
So basically, this woman had the baby and said,
I don't.
No! That's what she said.
Well, basically, when she found out if it was soon enough, she actually would have just flat out had an abortion because of the fact that the baby was going to be part Chinese instead of 100% Japanese.
You know what? You know there's something wrong with their freaking brains when their national freaking treasure is Godzilla. They some weird motherfuckers, man.
So I saw that article yesterday, and it was recent because it was actually in yesterday's news in Japan. So it was highly entertaining. I found a fact here. Oh, shit. He found a fact.
I found a fact, and this is from the Chicago Tribune.
Uh-oh.
And the question was, and this was back in 1985, they were, you know, wondering about this stuff.
Oh, God.
Why they were slant-eyed.
Oh, my God, in the Tribune?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Lord.
The question was, is there a theory that explains the evolutionary advantage of the shape of eyes found among Asian people? I would have to argue it's not an advantage. Not an advantage. So, Dr. Frank, okay? Dr. Frank, an anthropologist at Ohio State University, says the classical explanation of the fold, because I guess it's the eyelid that comes down, is an adaptation to the tropic and Arctic regions where many Asians live. The fold is described as a sun visor. They got a built-in sun visor. That is awesome. Protecting the eyes from overexposure to ultraviolet radiation, or as a blanket insulation from the cold. That's why they got slant eyes. They got a built-in visor. Ain't that beautiful? God is very wondrous, I'm telling you. Is he not?
I'm gonna kill our kid.
What?
I'm gonna kill our kid.
Why?
Because he just doesn't know how wide spread his cheeks are farting. I can fucking hear it echoing in my headphones.
Fuck! Fuck, 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 fuck! Oh!
That's what my kid sounds like right there. But we did get the answer to our question about the slant eyes, which is a beautiful thing.
They have built-in sun visors.
They got built-in sun visors. So next time, you know, what do I do here? When I see a slant eye, do I give him a visor? You know, one of them hat visors? I wonder.
Dude, I got nothing.
What do you got nothing for?
You're terrible.
How am I terrible? I don't understand. I'm just asking questions other people don't.
You're stupid.
Unbelievable. You try to ask questions and you get called names.
I don't think anybody really cares.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
You were the only one that was pretty inquiring about that.
We'll be right back.
cute.
Insane Throttle TV app on Roku now. Get content not seen on our other platforms. No censorship, no PC, only biker fun and entertainment. It's hardcore. Again, go over to Roku TV and add the Insane Throttle TV app now. Rock on.
More than just one type of music. World-class rock.
It's like Captain Crunch, Honeycomb, and Raisin Bran. All in one bowl.
Part of this nutritious breakfast.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
You know what? I have another question for you. Now that the Chicago, you know, Sun-Times answered my question.
Tribune.
Whatever. I have another question in here.
What?
Why do Germans eat so much sauerkraut, man? They smell.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen our women?
No.
They some fugly suckers, man, some of them. I think they're eating too much of that. It's giving them hair on their chest.
Ew. Gross.
But have you ever noticed that it's like sauerkraut heaven with them peoples? Ain't there anything else to eat over there?
I don't know.
Grab you a cheeseburger.
I'm sure they have a McDonald's.
Yeah, probably with sauerkraut. They put sauerkraut on everything.
That's gross. That stuff's nasty.
I remember that movie with, Chevy Chase, you know, European Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I imagine German broads. Fugly. there has to be some good-looking ones, or they wouldn't appropriated.
There must be. I don't know.
But I just can't sit there and see me putting my pecker in one of them things.
Why not?
Because of it smell like sauerkraut.
Are you sure?
Just like women in the United States, their hoo-ha smells like tuna.
Oh, my God. Really?
Now I have to worry about Germans. If I were to a German broad, which you're Scandinavian, which is good. You guys believe in clean hoo-has. That they smell like a combination between tuna and sauerkraut down there. I go to do the finger test, it'll probably fall off.
Dude, you're terrible. You're part German.
I know that.
So why are you making fun of Germans?
Because they do have ugly broads.
Well,
I never did a German broad. Only Italians, Scandinavians. I tried to keep it above that, you know, equator thing.
Well, you did a Polack.
Yeah, I did. It was the worst mistake of my life.
Yeah, you married her.
They're right next door to each other.
Duh.
Instead of freaking sauerkraut, they eat padoggies.
Padoggies.
Yes. You know those things that you microwave instead of boil.
Pierogies?
Yes.
Why'd you call them padoggies?
That's what we call them in Chicago.
No, they're pierogies.
That's just like we call gyros gyros. You call them gyro.
I don't call them gyros. I say gyros.
So why is it...
Who the fuck calls it a gyro?
Oh, I hear it all the time. That's just like when you say we're from Illinois, others from out of state go Illinois. It's like, hey, dumbass, the S is silent.
Well, your mother used to put an S on everything. I'm going to go to Walmart's.
That's that Italian bullshit.
I'm going to go to Walmart's and Target's.
It's Italian
the
stuff.
The fuck is that? She used to say it all the time.
So I'm thinking the only women that are safe for me is Scandinavians.
They're safe?
Yeah. That don't have that sauerkraut smell to them. I wonder if that, you know, old-ass broad I pierced had that, you know, mix going on down there.
Oh, God. You know, and the funny thing is you paid back the apprentice and I'm the one that did it to you.
Dude, that sucks. It happens.
Just saying. I figured I did a few Prince Alberts that day. It was your turn.
In honor of my Betty White, the queen of TV media, China Dow did me a favor and was looking up some stuff because I'm missing Betty White. I loved her on Boston Legal.
Yeah.
She was like the last of the old timers. You know, from the 40s, 50s, you know, when Hollywood actually meant something. And now I'm not talking about me. Talking about the movie peoples. They had morals. And Betty White was the last of them. So what do we got from Betty White that you looked up for me? Anytime now.
Hold on.
Anytime.
Hold on.
See, this is what happens when you're playing in Discord and you're not into the show.
I'm not playing in Discord. Discord froze up on me.
You know, I had this big lead-in intro.
All right, here we go.
And leave it to you to screw it up, just like a freaking slant eye.
Screw up everything, my bad. Gratitude can change your life.
Gratitude can change my life.
These are tips from Betty White.
From Betty White herself.
Yes. There's a quote. It says there's...
A croak or a quote?
A quote.
You said croak.
I said quote.
No, see, what you're doing is you're thinking about killing me in your head.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a quote.
That's why you said it.
There's a quote from Betty White. There's no formula. Keep busy with your work and your life. Replay the good times. Be grateful for the years you had.
Very well said.
Yep, that's from Betty White.
Very, very, very well said, Betty. Very, very well said.
So, these are tips from Betty White. And... About her life and things that she
Do you believe that,
in.
Though?
What?
Gratitude.
What about it?
Do you believe it makes a better person?
I think it does. Why? Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't you?
Because there's a lot of people that don't believe in gratitude.
Well, then people need to practice it a little bit more, I think.
I totally agree.
I 100% think they need to practice it more, because it's gratitude is more than just like a list of good things that you can recall.
Mm-hmm.
Being grateful is an energetic practice. Mm-hmm. That's like you get to choose whether the glass is half full or the glass is half empty kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Half empty?
Yeah, a glass that's half full or half empty. You can choose if it's half full or half empty.
The fuck are you talking about?
Oh my God, you're dumb. The daily reminder to being grateful is gentle, inviting, and addicting.
Why can't you do this stuff? You'd be a better person.
I am a better person.
No, what she just said.
What?
Be grateful every morning when you wake up.
I am grateful.
And
I'm
be grateful that you're with Hollywood.
I'm grateful I'm breathing. I'm grateful I'm alive.
And you gotta be grateful you're with me.
Okay. Sure.
What do you mean, yeah, sure?
I said, okay, sure.
What do you mean, okay, sure?
Sure.
You sound like, you know, you didn't mean that.
I'm very grateful, dear.
You're very grateful.
Yeah, dear. And gratitude is very infectious. Did you know that?
Okay, let's talk about some of this stuff instead of you just keep on reading and reading and reading. It's a very good subject here. Okay. And I don't think you're giving it its due, okay? It's just like Asians. They should be grateful that they get built-in sun visors. Yes? They should be grateful for it.
Well, I think a lot of people need to be grateful for what they have in their life. And
instead of wanting and wanting and wanting.
Instead of worrying about what they don't have.
Oh my God, is that so true? I think people spend all their time chasing their tails, don't you?
Yeah.
To get something that they really don't need.
Well, there's a lot of things that people want and want and want and want and want, right? Am I wrong? A lot of people want things that they can't have. A lot of people want things they can't afford. I mean, shit, if it was up to me, I'd definitely have, you know, my dream vehicle parked in the driveway, but my dumb ass can't afford it, so I ain't getting it.
Right.
But, you know, it is what
it is. I dream of being able to figure out how to do an Asian pussy, but I haven't done it yet.
Sideways?
I guess.
Yeah.
Built-in sun visors.
But it's just, I don't know. You got to be grateful for what you have at this point in time, and maybe eventually you'll be able to get what you want. And,
well, that's all about setting goals.
All you got to worry about is you have what you need.
That, wow. Look at you, intellectual.
Yeah.
You know, are you sure you don't got Asia in you, man? Because your eyes are kind of squinty.
No, I don't.
Just saying.
I mean, I'm a mutt, but no, that's not one of them. Because you always, well, you're Scandinavian. I'm way more than Swedish and Norwegian. I mean, there's a lot in there. Dutch, Finnish, Irish,
yeah,
Scottish.
All north. Thank God, because you don't got sauerkraut smelling pussy. It's only, you know, bad tuna once in a while.
Stop. It is not. It's beautiful.
It's just like everybody else. They should be grateful that I'm doing a show every day. They wouldn't laugh without me.
They wouldn't have an interesting way to start their day.
Hell no. They wouldn't be laughing like they do with me. They wouldn't. So, you know what? I think Hollywood should get his own, you know, recognition day.
No.
Just like President's Day.
No, you get
your, it should be Hollywood
Day. You get your birthday. You got to wait till November. You're fine.
No, I don't want a birthday. I want my own designated day where people praise me.
No.
For all the good I do.
No. No. You don't get no national holiday or federal holiday. It's not happening. not happening. No.
I bet Betty White would say I need one.
No, she wouldn't.
You know what I like about Betty White?
What?
Was she was so quick.
She was quick-witted.
Oh, my God, was she quick. I love that about her.
A lot of the movies that she did, she like, you know, threw a bunch of her own crap in there.
That's what I like about the old-ass comedians, man. They were quick-knitted. They didn't give a shit. You imagine Richard Pryor trying to do his shit nowadays?
Oh, God. He'd be shut
just
off.
Like he told Bill Cosby, you know, tell that motherfucker to suck my dick and go in the corner and, you know, have a Coke and a smile or some shit like that. Kiss my ass. That shit wouldn't happen today.
No. I think a lot of the comedians that we used to like would not happen today.
That's maybe why we haven't seen Eddie Murphy do anything, you know, edgy. You know, because now he got that. How did that even happen?
What?
He went from this foul-mouthed comedian to doing Disney movies. What the fuck happened? Really, what happened?
Oh, no. He made Dr. Doolittle, and I wasn't a fan of that, so.
I wasn't either. And I was quite disappointed in Coming to America, too.
Yeah, it wasn't
I was
even
quite
funny.
Disappointed.
Part one, let's just say it was one of those ones that should have just stayed a part one.
Exactly. That's just like last night. You know, if you ever want to see an 80s type of movie, just throw on Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger. My God, is that so 80s.
That movie's so dumb. I walked in, I go, why have I seen
I haven't even finished watching it
I'm
yet.
I'm like, why have I seen this before? I go, what is this? And you tell me what it was, and I'm like, oh, man, I hate this movie.
Dynamo!
I hate that
so,
movie.
So getting back on Betty White, so you know, I regress here. I regress. Do you think that was her secret to longevity? Was being, you know, having gratitude, being grateful for what she had? That killed the stress on her?
I think so. I mean, she was only a few weeks shy of 100.
Right. But I'm talking, you know, those that live that old, they usually have less stress. And they have a whole different type of outlook on life.
Well, I agree with that. Well, she was a very giving person, too. I mean, she loved her animals.
Mm-hmm.
She always did a lot of stuff for
Did you see that stuff?
Zoos and all that.
That fucking grizzly bear she was sitting right next to, like, chilling.
Hand feeding it.
Yeah, it's like, holy fuck, man.
That was so cool.
You're fucking crazy.
That was awesome.
This big ass bear sitting right next to your ass, you feeding it like that.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. She's cool. I don't think the world would have been the same without a Betty White.
Oh, hell no. But you know what? I miss her. I do already. Because if you guys actually watched her on, like, Boston Legal or all the numerous other programs that she was on, she kind of you know who she reminds me of? Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton has such a good outlook on life. It's amazing. She never wants to get into politics. She always wants to be friendly with people. She always wants people to be happy. There's not a lot of those out there anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's all doom and fucking gloom.
Exactly.
And then people wonder why there's so much stress in the world. It's like, damn, man. Just everybody get along. Let's get around the freaking tree and do our little freaking circle around it. Put on our tie-dyes. Could you imagine me in the 60s? Oh, my God. I'd have had a ball. It was like free love and rock and roll back then. I would have been sticking my pecker everywhere.
I thought you already did that.
No, I would have been out of control back then. Oh, you look good. Oh, you look good. Let me put that over there. That's what I would have done.
Well, you know, that pretty much is how it goes. He's done.
Oh, my God.
Now, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch anyway.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm in one of them moods today.
He's done.
That's about as fast as, you know, as long as it goes. Now, in my younger years, it was a different, but.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you know, instead of one, it was two.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We'll be right back after this.
Of solid gold rock.
Sister Christian,
W.
MMR DB Rockford.
It's that time to see just how fucked up this world really is.
Okay, your news for today. It's an unhappy new year. Biden is reeling after major losses on the filibuster, vaccines, and more to start 2022. The Supreme Court gave a split decision. Nobody over 100 employees now does not have to, it's illegal to mandate that shit, except for healthcare workers, which I think is bullshit. The filibuster, he's done, he's out. Cinema and Manchin says, go fuck yourself, rock and roll. And also, the RNC is now demanding a level playing field for debates and is having their presidential people who are up for party election say, we're not going to go on to your freaking stage, assholes. Anyway, sad state of affairs here. Parents of teen tortured and murdered by sex offender receive a settlement. You know what? Sad stuff, man. Sad stuff right there. So that's the news right there. That's just terrible business right there. Terrible business. Oh, man. That's messed up, isn't it? People, you know, freaking torching people, man. That's messed up.
It's time for Cards Against Humanity. Get your nastiness ready.
What seems to be coming one of the favorite segments of the show is now here because China Dow has kind of made it different. Not only is it Cards of Humanity, it is now Family Feud time.
Welcome to the Family Feud.
China Dow is your host.
All right, here we go.
Okay, what do we got here?
Name a kind of car driven by men who have something to prove. Again, name a kind of car driven by men who have something to prove. Top eight answers are on the board.
Ford Mustang.
Eh.
What do you mean, eh?
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Nope, didn't make it.
The Mustang didn't make it. It's one of the most iconic freaking cars out there, and it didn't make it?
Nope. There's actually one on here that made it that I don't know how it made it, but...
Okay, let me take another shot at this. A Corvette.
Yes, that is number two.
Number two! Corvette. I got how many points?
Corvette is number two. 14 points.
That's all I get is 14 fucking points? Yep.
Brass, Ferrari, 8 points.
8 points for Brass? Greg, a Yugo.
Nope. Donna, Porsche, 6 points.
Noel B is a Ferrari. Did you get that already?
Yep, 8 points.
Katie Bug, a truck.
No.
Is a truck even in there?
Well, no.
A Jeep. Wrangler.
No. A Lambo. Yes. Morbic. You got that. It's 6 points for you.
How many did we get so far?
All right. We got 1, 2, 3. We got 4 out of 8. There's 4 more.
Morbic said, fuck you, Hollywood. I said it first. Oh, you know what? In my neighborhood, you had to have a Cadillac to prove who you were. A Cadillac to prove you had style or prove that... Oh, what the fuck is it? What is it? It was always the Cadillac in my neighborhood. Cadillac.
It was
a
Pimpmobile.
It was a Pimpmobile.
Cadillac is number one.
Oh!
And Noel D, yes, a Hummer, 8 points for you.
So a Cadillac was, you know, basically you had a small pecker and you had to prove yourself.
It was, well, what I find funny is Cadillac and Corvette actually tied.
What about Charger, a Dodge Charger?
Nope. You only got 2 more to go. I can't believe you guys can't get these 2.
Well, we tried. What is it?
All right. we got Cadillac, we got Corvette. Number three was BMW.
Oh, I love a BMW.
Then four was Ferrari, five was Hummer, six Lamborghini, seven was Mercedes.
Oh, a Mercedes? And I don't like Mercedes.
And then the final one was a Porsche. So, yeah.
I don't like it. Fiat, Flossie says. I don't like Mercedes. I love a BMW, though.
You love the BMW?
Hell yeah, man.
Why haven't you ever gotten one?
Because they're fucking expensive to fucking repair. Are you stupid? I ain't rich.
J-Man, I got them all. Yeah. Morbid, we deal with bikes, not small dick cars.
Oh! So Marvick's saying the top three, what is it, the Cadillac, Corvette, and what was the third one?
The third one was a BMW.
So those that drive those have small dicks, he's saying. All right, Morbick! Rock on! Next question.
All righty, the next question is... name something people take off before they jump in a pool. Top four answers are on the board. Again, name something people take off before they jump into the pool.
Their clothes.
Number one, 86 points.
There you go. See, what the fuck am I telling you here? That's me. I'm smarticles. Which brings me to glasses.
Number two.
Slow
your roll. There's only four.
I'm good at this one. Why is Graystar saying, say what you want, but I write in style? What's that mean?
He has a Cadillac.
Oh. Morbid's over there saying, small dick, small dick. I didn't know that. Randy says underwear. Brass says towel. Katie Bucks says towel.
Towel is number three.
Gloria says watch.
And jewelry is number four. Watch and jewelry. Burp, burp, burp. You know, and one that did not make the list for this one, your fucking cell phone.
That's because not everybody's like you and carries that fucking monstrosity everywhere.
Yeah, it's always in my pocket or my hand. One of the two.
I got
it's always there.
Yeah. Morbic, sorry about your cat, your racks. They're going to be busting on freaking Graystar about his fucking car now.
He's got a pimp mobile.
I wonder if he wears that, you know, green suit and the green hat, you know, the pimp.
Do you got a furry hat to wear in there? If you do, can I see? I want to see a picture of you wearing a furry hat.
Oh, my God. That's it for today, guys and gals. We'll see you Monday on the Morning Hoot. You guys have a good one. We're out of here.
Bye.
And if you can, go get you a slant eye and tell me the experience.
And that's it for the Morning Hoot, boys and girls. Don't forget, you can hear the replays over on Spotify, all your major podcasting platforms. Don't forget to visit Insane Throttle TV on your Roku device. Available soon on Amazon Fire. I'm outie. We're out of here. Rock on.